Okay, welcome back. Get started. Welcome, everyone. Please bear with me. In accordance with state law regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, this meeting will be recorded. Recording will be posted on the authority's website. We need to start with a roll call of board members. My name is Peter Lisi. Obviously, I'm present. Marty Budd. No. Andrew Foster? No. Michael Azzotti?
Present.
Thank you. Carrie Kelly?
Present.
Thank you. Estella Lo Dr. Estella Lopez? Estella? All right. Kimberly Moores? No. Julie Savino?
Present.
Thank you, Laura Baker.
Here.
Thank you, and Jeanette Weldon. Jeanette, you're on mute, but I see
Yes,
you.
I'm present. Yes.
You're...
Sorry.
No, no worries. All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. First item of business are the approvals, excuse me, from March 11th. And the minutes are in your board packet. I'm hoping folks spend a few minutes with them. Is there a motion to adopt the minutes as presented from the March 11th meeting? Is there a motion?
So moved. This is Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Is there a second? I'll second it. It's been made and seconded to adopt the minutes, approve the minutes as presented from our March 11th meeting. Are there any edits that need to be made? Any corrections? Any discussion? All right, hearing none, motion is made and seconded. All those in favor of adopting the minutes as presented for March 11th, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Jeanette, over to you for an executive director's report.
Yes, just two items. The first is as a point of information. We are working to update our arrangement with the broker-dealer associated with CSLF's outstanding auction rate bonds. So even though the auction rate market is non-functional, there are certain roles that are played by different financial market participants, one of them being the broker-dealer, who historically has been Ramirez. And so we're all within what's permitted under the existing bond documents. We're looking at their compensation to make sure that we can keep them engaged because they are required to be in place despite the nature of the auction rate bond market. So that's just an information item of something we're working on. And then also, this is something where I'm hoping to get board approval. We have an engagement letter with our bond counsel, which is Pullman and Comley, who serves not only Chesla, but also CSLF. And their engagement letter actually went through April 30, 2025. So we need to extend it. And so the request is that we extend it for another 3 years with it renewing automatically for 1 year periods unless one of the parties seeks to terminate. And this is similar to the arrangement that we put in place for Hilltop Securities as financial advisor when their CSLF arrangement was about to terminate. And so CSLF has slightly different rules than Chesla with regard to how contracts can be renewed and processes. And so this is a process that we can use for purposes of CSLF. And as I mentioned, we used it for the to extend the Hilltop contract, and we would still have the ability to, as I mentioned, terminating on at the request of either party. But Pullman is important to reviewing some of the existing bond documents of CSLF.
Okay, and this requires board action, correct, Jeanette?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I would move board action to extend the contract for Pullman and Connolly as described by Jeanette for an additional 3 years. I'm happy to move it. Is there a second?
And it would be just with automatic renewals for 1 year terms, again, unless someone terminates.
Sorry. Happy to move that. Is there a second?
I'll second Laura Baker.
Thank you, Laura. Okay, Jeanette has already explained the reasons for the action, but are there any further, are there any questions for Jeanette? Any comments?
My only question is that an issue that this, unless I'm missing it, is not on the agenda.
It is not on the agenda. That is correct. It was something that our counsel, our chief as general counsel, Denise Aguilera, noticed, but I have confirmed that because this is a what's considered a regular meeting, agenda items can be added.
Okay.
So we are, it's totally acceptable to add an additional action item.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. Any other questions or comments? Right. Motions been made and seconded to appoint Pullman and Connolly, 3-year contract with 1-year extensions. Is that the appropriate term, Jeanette? Extensions?
Automatically renewing, but
Automatically.
terminated at the request of either party.
Okay, unless there's further questions or comments, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there
Aye.
anyone, opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you, Jeanette. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now we have a memo and a motion to act on with the loan loss reserve analysis.
And yes, so for the record, Justin Schwartz, Financial Reporting Manager at Goal Solution. The loan loss reserve analysis is on page 9 and 10 of the package. To come up with the analysis, our methodology has not changed from prior years. We look at both the federal and private portfolios separate, apply assumptions, and come up with a remaining lifetime loss projection for each portfolio. Based off of the results of the analysis, we are recommending an increase in the loan loss reserve of $11,000 on the federal portfolio and an increase of $90,000 on the private loan portfolio. There are additional details included in the memo. If there are any questions, I'm happy to address those. Otherwise, I believe there's a vote on the related motion on page 8.
Okay, thank you, Justin. There is a motion in the board packet authorizing the federal loan loss reserve to be increased by 11,000 and the private loan loss reserve to be increased by 90,000. And Justin, you said this follows the same methodology as previous years?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's the motion. Would someone like to move that? Move that motion for adoption. I'm happy to. I'll move it. Is there a second?
Julie Savino, I'll second.
Thanks, Julie. Are there any further any questions at all for Justin? Questions or comments? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the loan loss reserve analysis, thereby increasing the federal loan loss reserve by 11,000 and the private loan loss reserve by 90,000, as described in your meeting packet. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. All right, Justin, the budget proposal.
All right, looking at the budget, the memo starting on page 16. Our general approach with the budget is the same as it has been in prior years. We review recent trends in the portfolio and we carry those forward. And then, of course, the primary drivers of the budget are the paydown of the loan portfolio and the redemption of the bonds. Looking at the balance sheet on page 17, there are 5 columns presented. The first is the fiscal year projected amount. That's where we expect to be as of the end of fiscal year 25. So it includes actuals through March and then projections for April, May, and June. The second column is the fiscal year 26 proposed budget. So that's the budget we will be seeking approval for. The third column is the current budget, the fiscal year 25 budget. The fourth column compares the fiscal year 25 projected amount to the fiscal year 26 budget. And the final column compares the fiscal year 25 projected amount to the fiscal year 25 budget. So the column on the far right is sort of the measure of the performance of the fiscal year 25 budget. I'll keep my comments just confined to some of the larger line items. So looking under the trust assets section at loans receivable, they came in at 50.5 million, where we had budgeted for 45.7 million. So that's about an 11% variation. The proposed budget for loans receivable is 40.6 million, which assumes approximately $10 million in loans to be paid down in the coming year. That estimate of 10 million loans being paid down in fiscal year 26 is roughly half of our fiscal year 25 estimate. And that change is largely due to the anticipation of far fewer refinancings happening in the portfolio. So from 2022 through 2024, you'll recall the Biden administration was really pushing towards loan forgiveness, and they had told several of the borrowers within the portfolio and across the country that in order to become eligible, they had to refinance into specific programs. And many borrowers did that, anticipating some form of forgiveness. Obviously, the climate around the idea of forgiveness has shifted considerably. So we're anticipating far fewer refinancings. Looking at bonds payable, this is in the trust liability section, about halfway down the page. They came in at 36.1 million, where we had budgeted for 35 million, just a 3% variance. The proposed budget expectation is that bonds payable will end fiscal year 26 at about 25.8 million, meaning we expect about 10.2 million of the bonds to pay down over the next year. Looking at total net position, it's coming in at 21.4 million, which is right on budget. And in the proposed budget, we expect total net position to increase slightly to 21.7 million. Moving to page 18 for the income statement. The first item to note is the very first line item, which is note interest income. The current year is coming in at 4.2 million, which is about 4% below where we had budgeted. And the fiscal year 26 budget is projecting approximately 3.3 million in loan interest income. Bond interest expense under the consolidated expenses section is coming in at 2.3 million, about 11% under the budgeted 2.6 million, and we're projecting a year-over-year decrease of about 500,000 as the bonds continue to pay down. Net position before extraordinary items in the current year is coming in at 1.1 million, which is about 4% less than the budgeted amount. Other than that, just looking at extraordinary items, the only fiscal year 25 extraordinary item was the $600,000 Cheslis Scholarship Program lease. And on the fiscal year 26 budget, that same Cheslis Scholarship Program release is included in the budget. So, if there are any questions, I can take them now. If not, we're seeking approval of the budget presented.
Thanks, Justin. Are there any questions? Any questions? All right. Well, let's move forward with a motion. Would someone like to move adoption of the fiscal 26 budget as presented by Justin? Anyone for a motion?
I move the that the budget be adopted
Thank you,
instead.
Dr. Lopez. Is there a second?
I'll second, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. All right, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the fiscal 26 budget for the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation. Are there any further questions for Justin? Questions? Comments? Observations. Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Justin. Okay, Kevin, I believe you're going to do a financial report.
Yes. Good afternoon, Kevin Berry, senior accountant with CHIFA and CSLF. If we could start on page 21, the balance sheet. Thank you. Beginning with unrestricted assets, we have a balance of $83,000 for fiscal year 25 versus $132,000 for fiscal year 24. This tends to stay the same unless there is an additional transfer to CHESLA, and it's completely funded by the trust revenue. Loans receivable has decreased by $18.4 million as students continue to make principal payments on their loans. Moving down to liabilities, bonds payable has decreased by $24.4 million. Bonds are redeemed from available trust cash as student payments are received. And this leaves us with a total net position of $21.8 million, an increase of $1.3 million from last fiscal year. And this matches the year-over-year trend. Any questions on the balance sheet?
None here.
Okay, then we can move on to page 23, which is the income statement. Beginning with loan interest income, there was a decrease of $1.8 million, and this can be attributed to the principal receivable naturally declining as students pay down their balances. CSLF is also still receiving SAP payments from the government. However, these payments are declining as well. We're averaging slightly under $250,000 per quarter. Total late fee and investment income has also decreased by $10,000 year over year. And moving down to expenses, interest bond expense has decreased by $1.6 million due to natural declining bond liability balance as CSLF prepays the bonds. And this leaves us with a change in net position before CHESLA transfers of a gain of $970,000 for the current fiscal year, which is a decrease of $17,000 from the fiscal year 24. Any questions?
No.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. And Robert, the bond redemption activity?
Yes. This is Robbie Johnson, Senior Accounting Analyst at Goal Solutions. I'm covering the bond redemption activity for the quarter ended March 31st. If you look on page 27, during the quarter, a total of $3.0 million of bonds were redeemed, matching exactly last quarter's amount. The breakdown was $400,000 in redemptions for the 2006 A1 tranche and $2.6 million for the 2006 A2 tranche. Total bond balance was, at the end of the quarter, $38.2 million, which is a 7.3% decline. And then if you look on page 28, I'm looking at the portfolio characteristics. The weighted average coupon remained relatively unchanged, increased 1 basis point from 7.19% to 7.2%. The weighted average remaining term increased a little bit from 220 months to 223 months. Repayment statuses in both portfolios remained at similar levels, with 86% of the FFELP portfolio and 98% of the private portfolio in active repayment. Meanwhile, 14% of the FFELP portfolio and 2% of the private portfolio are in deferment or forbearance status. And that covers the activity for the quarter.
All right. Any questions on that? Hearing none, is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Any business, any new business, any items for the good of the cause? Well, hearing none, I'd be happy to accept a motion for adjournment. Someone like to move adjournment?
I move on adjournment.
Thank you, Dr. Lopez. Is there a second?
Julie Savino, second.
Thank you, Julie. Any discussion, comments? All those in favor of adjournment, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you all very much. We are adjourned. Thank you all for your time. And our next meeting is in September. So until then, have a wonderful summer.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you all.